Okay, this is Parak Dalin, Hilchos Matame, Mishkav and Moshev. So now the Rambam is going to continue analyzing a bit. The issue of Tumah Lamafreya, I mean retroactive Tumah, as well as more practical halachas related to various women and their statuses of being Tameh. So Halacha Aleph, he says, Arba Nashim, Dayan Shaitan, Beinim Matamos Lamafreya. So there are four women who are determined to be Tameh from the time that they bleed, and they do not get Tumah retroactively. Be'elohen, he's going to explain all these in a second. So basically, if a woman is pregnant, a woman is nursing, a young woman, and an old, elderly woman. All right, so explain what all these are. So Ezuhi Muberis, so who is considered a pregnant, what he called a woman who is pregnant. Mishyuka Ubra, when we can basically notice that she's pregnant. Haisa Becheskas Muberis, Raz Adam. So once we determine that she's pregnant, she sees any bleeding. Varchav Hipila Ruach Adavar Shenavla, and let's say afterwards, that she discharged some sort of empty sack or something along the lines that we know is not a fetus. Then she stays in her status of what he called of that chazaka that she has, and we go based on the time that she determined that she saw bleeding and onwards. But let's say she bled, she saw that she bled, and only afterwards did she recognize that she was pregnant. Then she is tuma retroactively like all the women. Ezuhi Menika, so what's considered a woman who's nursing? Kol Esim Raba Chodesh Miyom Haleda, so 24 months from the date of birth. Afilu Meis Bena B'Soch Zman Zeh, even if her son dies in that 24-month period of time, Osha Tamalusu, or she weans him, Onas Anolu Menika, or she gives him to a wet nurse, Daya Shaita, so then she only is considered Tameh from the time that she actually notices any bleeding. Abachar Chavta Chodesh, but after 24 months, Afli Shehi Menika V'Holechas, even if she's continuing to nurse, then retroactive tuma can apply. Ezohi besula. So what does it mean for a woman to be a besula? It basically means a woman who's never seen any blood before, never menstruated. Besulas damim, amrlo besulas besulam. Right. So we see that what it called. When we're talking about here, we're talking about the what it called the dam of besula, but not the besula of besula. What does that mean? Keta. Let's say she gets married and she sees blood because of the first time having sexual relations. Let's say she gives birth and she sees blood because of that. So she never bled before. She's actually considered to be a besula when it comes to tumah, and therefore she basically is determined to be tumah from the time she sees bleeding. So who is someone who's elderly? Basically, a woman who doesn't menstruate for 3 months straight, close to the time of her old age. Basically, he's summed up with Ziknusa. So what is that old age? So basically, when she's called old by her friends publicly, and she's okay with that. Avru alea shalosh onos. And let's say 3 30-day periods of time pass by. Rasa, she sees. V'chadzur avru alea shalosh onos acheros. And then another 3 months pass by. Opachos yeser, more or less. Rasa, she sees blood. We say she's still like other women, and therefore retroactive tuma can still apply. Let's say a girl menstruates for the first time. Even if what it called, it's the blood comes out in a flow or it drips. Either way, what it called, if it's one time, that's okay. That's it. But if she saw dam and it stopped and then it bled again and stopped, that's considered 2 times. So there's the first time and then there's the second time. And let's say you have a baby, a small child, I should say, who has not reached puberty. And she sees blood for the first time, ushnia, and the second time, dayashaita. So then she is tummy from that time on. But once she sees blood for the third time, mitama lamafreya, she now is considered like all of the women and she can have retroactive tumma. Let's say 3 months pass by and then she saw Dayashaita. Again, she's like, she measures from that time on. But another 3 months go by. Again, then she sees, then it's from that time on. But if another 3 months go by without bleeding, and then she bleeds, then she's like all the women, and therefore she would be able to be Tameh retroactively. Let's say a woman reaches the age where she should be menstruating, and she sees it once, then then she measures it from that time being Tameh on. But the second time she sees bleeding, she is Tameh retroactively. For 3 months go by, and then she sees Daya Shaita. So then again, she measures from the point of seeing onwards. Three more months go by, and she sees after that, she's like all the women, and therefore she is Tama, she could be Tame retroactively. A pregnant woman, all these women basically, pregnant, nursing, she's old, a basula, she gives malneros, that she's supposed to just be able to. She should be menstruating at that point. Shiro, Ria, Rishona, Dayan, Shaitan. Once they see the first uterine bleeding, so they can't. They are tame from that point on. Ro, Pam, Shnia, they see it a second time. Mitamos, Mafreya, Kol, Nashim. They are able to become tame retroactively like all the women. Kamosh, Rianu. Vimro, Rishona, Baones. But let's say the first time she bled, it was due to some sort of external harm or other reason. Af, Shnia, Dayan, Shaitan. Then even after the second time she bleeds, she only is considered tame from the time she sees bleeding. No retroactivity applies. Let's say a woman who's pregnant or is nursing sees blood. 3 months go by. And then she sees. So then we say it goes from that. She counts from that. She's tame from that point on. But 3 more months go by. So she sees it a second time, which would be the third from the first time. Then she's a lot like a woman who can discharge tuma retroactively. Haroa dam achar dam tahor tohar besoch chav dal shavos daya shaita. Let's say she experiences uterine bleeding, and then within 24 hours she has non-uterine bleeding. Let's say vaginal bleeding. Then it's only from the time she discovered bleeding and onwards. V'chol shedaya daya shaita apli shenim etam lemafreyas. Any woman who we say she is tame from the time that she saw bleeding, even though she's not tame retroactively, tzricha shetibdok atzma tame. Nonetheless, she always has to check herself. The whole isha hamarves livdok, any woman who does extra checkings, mishubeches is deserving of praise, chutz min anida, except for a woman who's defined as nida, v'yosheves al dam tahor, or a woman who is has the status of non-uterine bleeding, means dam tahor, she'ena bedika, sorry about that, she'ena bedika mo'elos lehen klum, because it doesn't help to check. In the case, for instance, if a woman's defined as Nida and she's in that state, checking doesn't help because it's not going to change her status of being a Nida. So the Chachamim, the Rabbanim, came along and decreed as follows. Lahen livnos Yisrael, lios bedekas asim chol yom shacharis, midei taharos shal arvis, so arvis midei taharos shal shacharis. So there was a tachana that women should check themselves every morning because of what it called things they may have touched the night before, and at night because of things they may touch the morning before. The whole chel is truma, any woman who's about to have truma, Bodekas v'shasha ochel truma, ochel truma. She should check herself at the time she's going to have the truma. The leisha bodekas v'shasha overes l'shemesh mitasa she overes l'shemesh mitasa mitnei taharos. So every woman should always check herself prior to having sexual relations because of the situation of touching things in a tahor. Avim lo haiso sekes b'taharos. Let's say she's not involved in touching things in a tahor. And she doesn't have to check herself before she has sexual relations. She call nashim sheishan beses. Because any woman who knows the day she's going to menstruate, becheskes tahar lebalein, she's considered to be tahar with for her husband, kumash rana bin anida, and therefore because she has that status of being tahar, there's no need for her to check herself. Cheskes menos Yisrael, there's an assumption by Jewish women, shaloi giyu lepirkan becheskes tahara, that what do you call any woman, any young girl who's not reached puberty, we assume that they are tahar. Vein anashim bodkos osan, and their women don't have to check those young women. Aval mishigiyu lepirkan, once they start hitting puberty, they must start inspecting themselves. And older women will check these young women to determine about their status. So a woman who is a deaf mute or who is intellectually compromised, or let's say a woman who also like she's emotionally distraught due to an illness, right? So if they go ahead and if they have someone who is intellectually capable, misakto sosan, right, to what it called, to take care of them, hare ilu ochos betruma. So they may go ahead and eat truma. Okay, switching now to blood stains, which you saw previously in the last parak, alach yud, kol ksam abamim ben Yisrael b'ches kastoma. So any blood stain, any shirt or skirt, let's say, or whatever, that has a blood stain on it that comes from Jews, we assume they are tameh. V'abamim ben ha'akum, but if there's blood stain on a shirt from a non-Jewish home, b'ches kastoran, we assume that blood's tahor. Right, and what it called, those found in Jewish cities are considered to be tahor. We don't assume that the Jewish people chuck their stained garments. Rather, we say they hide them. That's why any stains that are found at any place are considered tara. Kutzman and some bechorim of the sivos space of tumah, except for ones that are basically hidden away, like in holes or near an area that's tameh. The kulon tumasam besafik mashmanu. And all these cases of b'ksamim are considered tameh besafik. Halacha yud aleph. Kolak samim atzmein. So any kesem, any blood stain that is considered tameh ma'avir alein shiva simonim. So now you have to treat them with the seven cleaning agents that were discussed much earlier. So it doesn't matter if the stain washed away or not. Either way, you put it into the mikvah and it's tahor. Because if it doesn't go away at all, then we assume it's not a blood stain, but some other type of stain. Okay, let's say it did go away or got weaker. Then we say it's a blood stain. So after you put the seven detergents on it, it no longer exists, luckily. Even if I can still see its outline. If you look at kesem shel dam nidos, even blood from a woman who's a nida, badai came in sheheviyah lav shiva simanim. After I apply the seven detergents to it, batal. So we say the stain is no longer relevant. Luckily, umach vilu put into the mikvah osa taras al gabav, and therefore, and she's considered tahar, and it's considered tahar. Halachy beis begish avu bo kesem. Let's say I have a blood stain on the garment, but then it kind of disappears. Ma'avir na kol begish shiva simanim. Then you got to wash the entire garment with the seven detergents, umatbil, and then put it into the mikvah. Of the bo shechva zera, let's say there was semen on the garment and disappeared. Imaya chadash, bodko b'machat. So if it's new, you check it with a needle. Vimhaya shachuk, bodko b'chama. But if it was like worn and older, then you check it by the light of the sun. Alachi gimel beget shahayal of kesem. Let's say again, a shirt had a kesem on it, the hitabilo, and you put it into the mikvah. Of asal gabav taharos. And then you basically, let's say, touch something tar with it. Only afterwards did you then apply the seven detergents to the stain, below over and then disappear. Then haraz et seva. We assume it's a regular stain, ba taharosh, asa taharosh, and therefore that which is tar stays tar. You don't have to put it into the mikvah again. Then over kesem, okay, but let's say the blood stain disappeared or got weaker. Then haraz et kesem. We assume it's a blood stain, ba taharosh, and that which it touched that was tar, tmeos, now become tameh. Shrei hikvid al kesem hasiro. Because basically, we assume that a person's very concerned about stains to remove them. But sarach labilo pam shniel taro, and that's why you have to go ahead and put it in the mikvah again to make it and everything it touched tahar. Halach yidal kesem shehavir alav shisha simanim. Now, let's say a person only did six of the seven detergents on the stain below avar, didn't disappear. Vacha chavir alav safun, and then afterwards you use soap. The avar and it disappeared. Then anything that garment touched is tameh. Even if the soap makes the color disappear, since you use the seven detergents, it's still considered a stain, a blood stain. Because we assume that if you did the seventh of the seven detergents, then it would have disappeared. Heavier love of Shiva Simanim. Let's say you did all seven, the Avar didn't disappear. The Chazar Vavir and Allah Pam Shnia, but you went back and did it again, and then the Avar disappeared. Kol Tar Shnasu Al Gabav, anything that the garment had touched, Bain Tachbosis, Rishona, Lishnia, between the first and second laundering, Taharos or Tara. The Chol Shatahar Shnasu Al Gabav, Achar Tichbosis, Shnia, Tmeos. However, all that which was Tara that it touched after the second washing are Tameh. Ho Vigila Daito, right? Because what do we see? Shehu Machbid Alav, we see that his intent is revealed that he's concerned. And he wants to get rid of all remnants of the stain. So therefore, it's tame until it is batel and he puts it into the mikvah. We already explained earlier on what these shiva simanim are. Shiva simanim, shemirin al kesem, mahim ve'ech mavirin rosan, what they are and how you use them. Let's say a woman dies v'yotza imena dam, right? And let's say blood flows from her. Mitamen mishum kesem. So we still say that she can impart tuma through blood stains because we say the uterus is considered a makom that is always tame. Even though the blood came out after she died, there's no halacha of nida. Holy makom tame yatsa, right? Since the blood came from a place that is tame, mitame tumas ksamim. Therefore, it creates blood stain tuma. And if there was a revius of the blood, mitame ba'ohal, mitame shum kesem. Not only can it cause tuma of a blood stain, but also tuma of being an enclosed area. That ends Parak Dalet, and we will continue with Parak Hay next time.